Om sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om ganana antwa ganapatikum havamahe, kavin kavinam upamashravastamam, jeshtarajam brahmanam, brahmanaspata anashrinvanuti bisidasadhanam, om mahaganapataye namaha. Om namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya mahadevaya trayambakaya tripurandakaya trikalagni kalaya kalagni rudraya nilakantaya mrityunjayaya sarveshwaraya sadashivaya shriman mahadevaya namaha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita Arta. Om Shanno Mitrashang Varunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami, Ratham Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami, Tanmamavatu, Tadvaktaramavatu, Avatu Mam, Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om yaschandasa mrishapo vishvarupaha chando pyotyamrita atsam bhapuva samendro metaya aspranotu amritasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama Karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Om aham vrikshasya reriva kirtir prishtangireriva Urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi dravinagumsa varchasam sumetha amritokshitaha iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om purnamadah purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Turn the page and go to number 9 at the bottom of 5. Page 5, the bottom one. Om Badram. Om Bhadram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtu Vagum Sastanubihi Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vritashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha. Swastina Starksho Arishtanenihi. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's go back to page 4, Apyayam 2. Let's try chanting it together and see how we do, and then look on a little bit.
Which one?
Page 4, Apyayam 2, the bottom one on page 4, Om Apyayam 2. Let's try to get it. Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotra Mato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astu Anirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu Dharmas Te Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's repeat after me. Om Apyayantu Mamangani. Om Apyayantu Mamangani. Do it twice. Om Apyayantu Mamangani. So repeat after me twice. Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram.
Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram.
Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Ato Balamindriyani Chasarvani. Ato Balamindriyani Chasarvani. Ato Balamindriyani Chasarvani. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Anirakaranamastu Anirakaranam. 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 Me astu. Me astu. Me astu. Me astu. Anirakaranam astu Anirakaranam. Me astu. Anirakaranam astu Anirakaranam. Me astu. Anirakaranam astu Anirakaranam. Me astu. Tadatmani nirate. Tadatmani nirate. Tadatmani nirate. Ya Upanishatsu. Ya Upanishatsu. Ya Upanishatsu. Dharmaste mai santu. Dharmaste mai santu. Dharmaste mai santu. Te mai santu. Te mai santu. Te mai santu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Repeat after me again. twice. Om, 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 Apyayantu Mamangani, Vak Pranas Shrotram. Sorry. Om, Apyayantu Mamangani, Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Om, Apyayantu Mamangani, Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Om, Apyayantu Mamangani, Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Ato Balamindriyani Chasarvani. Ato Balamindriyani Chasarvani. Ato balamindriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahma upanishadam sarvam brahma upanishadam sarvam brahma upanishadam maham brahma nirakuryam maham brahma nirakuryam maham brahma nirakuryam mama brahma nirakarot mama brahma nirakarot mama brahma nirakarot anirakaranamastu anirakaranam me astu anirakaranamastu anirakaranam me astu anirakaranamastu anirakaranam me astu tadatmani niriteya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu tadatmani niriteya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu tadatmani niriteya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu te mayi santu te mayi santu te mayi santu om shanti shanti shanti. So we'll do it twice together. Om apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chakshu shrotram ato balamindriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahma upanishadam maham brahma nirakuryam mama brahma nirakarot anirakaranamastu anirakaranam me astu tadatmani niriteya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu te mayi santu om shanti 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 om apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chakshu shrotram ato balamindriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahma upanishadam maham brahma nirakuryam mama brahma nirakarot anirakaranamastu anirakaranam me astu tadatmani niriteya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu te mayi santu om shanti shanti shanti.
Peter's got kind of a baritone. You know, I was going to ask you, and is this bothering people? Because I don't know how to get the guy.
You're on tune. No, it's very nice. You're right.
I mean, it's like Edward said, it was too heavy.
No.
It was a compliment.
Very nice.
No, oh, okay. It's very okay. Nice, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it fits right. It's
a compliment.
Thank you, Edward. No, it's been bothering me. I thought, you know, I was playing too loud.
No, we're all on pitch. That's good.
You should hear a Swamiji if you want to hear a bear come.
Well, Patase is beautiful, though.
Beautiful.
I love that dog.
Let's go. We've been working on the number 7 Vong name and it's top of page 5. Top of page 5.
Okay.
So repeat after me. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita. 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 Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. 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 Avira Virma Edhi. Avira-virma edhi, avira-virma edhi, avira-virma edhi, avira-virma edhi. Vedasya ma'ani istaha,
Vedasya Ma'ani Ishtaha. 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 Shrutam me ma, shrutam me ma prahasihi. 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 Anena dhitena. Anena dhitena. Anena dhitena. Anena dhitena. Anena dhitena. Aho ratran santadami. 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 Ratang vadishami. Ratang vadishami. Ratang vadishami. Ratang vadishami. Ratang vadishami. Ratang vadishami. Satyang vadishami. Satyang vadishami. Satyang vadishami. Satyang vadishami. Tanmamavatu. 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 Tadvaktaramavatu. 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 Avatu mam. Avatu mam. Avatu mam. Avatu mam. Avatu vaktaram. Oh, sorry. Avatu vaktaram. Avatu vaktaram. Avatu vaktaram. Avatu vaktaram. Avatu vaktaram. Let me just do, I'll do the whole line. Sorry. Avatu vaktaram. 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 Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Say just a little, right, just for a minute. Hang on. Okay, so this is Atmabodha, verse 25. Atmana Satchidam Shascha. Atmana Satchidam Shascha. Buddhair Vrittirati Dvayam. Buddhair Vrittirati Dvayam. Samyojya Cha Vivekena. Samyojya cha vivekena janamiti pravartate. Janamiti pravartate. Atmana satchidam shascha. Atmana satchidam shascha. Buddher vrittirati dvayam. Buddher vrittirati dvayam. Sorry. Samyojya cha vivekena. Samyojya cha vivekena. Janamiti pravartate. Janamiti pravartate. Let's do the Sandhi. Sandhi. Atmanaha.
sat, chit, amsha, okay. Amshaha cha, sat, chit, amshaha cha. Budehe, vrittihi, iti, dvayam. Samyojya cha avivekena janami iti parvartate. Okay? Atmanaha. Genitive singular from Atman. That S ending, remember in the ablative and genitive, the S ending? Uh-huh. So Atman, Atmanaha, of the self. Of the Atman, a compound, sat, chit, amshaha. The word amsha means a part or an aspect of something. So if I say sat, if remember sat, chit, ananda is a definition for the Atma. Atma is sat, chit, ananda. Is sat, is chit, is ananda. So here it says, the nominative singular, it's a compound of the nominative singular, amshaha, like ramaha. The aspects of sat and chit. If I take sat, chit, ananda, if I were to break those of the sat aspect, if I look at the, even though all of these words are just pointing to one atma, it doesn't have, mean there's a sat part and a chit part and an ananda part, but if I focus on the existence and consciousness, the existence which is consciousness, focusing on these two amshas, on these two aspects, so atmanaha, sat, chit, amshaha. The aspects of sat and chit of the atma. The atma's aspects of sat and chit of existence and consciousness. Okay? Cha. I'll tell you about cha means and. Budehe. From buddhi, budehe, like harehe. Ablative or genitive singular. Here it's genitive singular. Budehe. Right from buddhi. Actually, buddhi is feminine. So, but buddhi is, this is the masculine form of a short e-ending noun for a feminine e-ending noun. So, buddhi, budehe, like harehe or matihi, budehe. Vrittihi, like harihi, vrittihi, no, it's feminine, vrittihi, so like matihi. Nominative singular. The vritti is the thought modification, vritti, the vritti of the buddhi. So, the buddhi vritti, the vritti of the buddhi, thought modification of the buddhi of the mind, iti thus, dvayam both, accusative, singular, dvayam is accusative singular here. So let's look at this.
Both?
It means both. I'll tell you, just look at this line for a minute. The sat-chit aspect of the atma and the buddhi-vritti and the thought modification of the mind. There's the cha. So, thus both of these. There's the of these is not there, but in English that's what you said. Thus both, these two. The sat-chit aspect, sat-chit amshaha, of the self, cha and buddhehe vrittihi, the thought modification of the buddhi, of the mind, iti thus, dvayam, these two, both, okay? Everybody see it? That iti is defining, if you just say dvayam, say if I say dvayam, both, in your mind you say, what two? If I say the words you both of these, immediately you're going to think, what do you mean both? What two? But who is the both? So that iti puts in quotes, in a way, these two, what? The sat-chit-amsha of the atma, right? And the thought modification of the buddhi. Iti, thus, both. These two, okay? Samyojya, indeclinable past participle. You haven't learned it yet. Bill has, though. Samyojya. Having combined, samyojya, having brought together, having combined, both of these. Dvayam, accusative singular, So we would take dvayam samyojya, having combined both, or these two, could also translate it in English, having combined these two, the satchidamsha of the atma and the buddhivritti, iti dvayam samyojya, having combined these two, cha and avivekena, instrumental singular, like ramena, avivekena, having combined them, due to, instrumental, because of, due to, aviveka, the lack of discrimination. Okay? So having combined these two, due to aviveka.
And so where is the due to?
That's the, one of the meanings of the instrumental. Okay? Aviveka, due to aviveka. Janami iti. I know, in quotes. Pravartate takes place. I know takes place. In other words, a person says, I know. How can they say, I know? Which, if they say, I know, how can that happen? Pravartate, how can that occur? Pravartate, how can that be? How can that happen? How can that take place? Well, because, due to aviveka, having combined both of these, the buddhi-vritti and the sat-chit-amsha of the atma, having combined these two because of lack of discrimination due to aviveka, this I am occurs, this I am thought, janami iti. If I say janami iti, it's saying this is the sensation, this is what happens, janami. How can a person say I know? So janami, I know, occurs. Why? Because the problem is this. The Atma is not a knower. The Buddhi is not conscious. Right? Not conscious in terms of it isn't the source of consciousness. The source of consciousness and knowledge belongs to the Atma. Right? The knowership, the doership belongs to the Buddhi. How can I say I know? I can say I know by bringing together, due to aviveka, through my lack of discrimination, I become a knower. By converging, conjoining the qualities, the conscious, existent qualities of the self, right, with the activities, the vritti, the thought modification of the buddhi. Does everybody see it in the Sanskrit? Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's funny. I was just going to say, I mean, if you wanted to say that properly in really weird English, what would you say? This thought is illumined by the Atma. I mean, that's sort of the correct way to say it, right?
But, then, you know, they talk about that, like in Panchadashi, they talk about this, that you're not going to walk around talking in this peculiar language.
Right.
We talk in this peculiar language in when we're teaching,
yeah,
in order to make a person understand. But a person, a jnani, is not going to walk around saying, the body is now walking and the mind is thinking, you know, and
right,
the nose is smelling.
All the movement by Atma.
Yeah.
Which was not,
yeah, sure. But the difference is for the jnani, when you say, I am walking to the store, you know what you mean. You don't take that simple, normal language to mean that if I say, I am walking to the store, oh gosh, look at what she said. She doesn't really know that the Atma, you know, is not
the
a doer.
Language is like non-doer.
Right. So you know that when you say, I'm walking to the store, then the body is being labeled with the eye. That's all it is. It's not that you think that you're walking to the store now, in terms of your being. Okay? Everybody with me? Are you with me, Kiki?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, it also kind of makes sense. So even if a jnani says, I am walking to the store, the I thought is part of the mind. If everything that's being labeled in that sentence is part of the mind. So there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it if you know what we're talking about. Right?
Right.
So in that way, it's different than rope snake, because in rope snake, one thing is true and the other thing is projected. But in this, both are going on at the same time.
In the rope snake also, both are going on at the same time. In this way, when we use the rope snake example, it's to show that.
Is that some sort of alarm system? What's wrong?
That sounds like a kettle or something.
I don't think it's my house though.
No,
okay. No, sorry. In the rope snake example, the satyam is the rope. Okay? Because in the rope snake example, the very being of the snake is the rope. The bends, the diameter, just the substance of the snake is the rope. So that is there. And then superimposed on top of that, the maya is the snake. But there is no maya, there is no snake without the rope. Okay? So the example, rope snake example, is used to make a different point. Even though we're always talking about the same thing, we're using it to make a different point, and that is, say, for instance, in your experience of the mind, for instance, the sat-chit is the atma. That's the changeless being. Okay, the mind has existence, it has chaitanya, it has consciousness. So that's why the atmanaha sat-chit-amshaha, the aspect of the existence and consciousness, which is of the Atma, belongs to the Atma, that's the nature of the Atma, that is satyam, right? That's the rope. That's never, ever changing. It's the very substance, the very being that is there in the mind. It's constant. The mithya, the snake, is the buddhivritti, the thought modification, which is continually changing. That thought modification has no being separate from the changeless consciousness existence that is its very substance. Just like the rope, the very substance of the snake is the rope. Take the rope away, there's no snake there. So here, in terms of your every moment, every vritti that you have, the sat-chit-amsha is the satyam. That's what is real, because it is absolutely stable. It doesn't flicker in any way. It's the very clay of the pot. It's the very being that's there in the mind. So now, here, that changeless self is not a knower. Because it's the same in every being, it's not performing any function. So then how can I say, I know? How can that phenomena occur? Well, you say, I know. Well, it's because of the samyoga, the coming together of the sat-chit-amsha, the sat and chit, that is the nature of the self, with the buddhi-vritti. And so here's the thought modification that is enjoying the sat and chit, which allows for this knowership that really takes place on the part of the buddhi. Because the buddhi is the one that says, I know, or I am thinking, or I am imagining, I'm whatever I'm doing. The ahankara is dependent for its a manifestation on the buddhi. But the substance of the ahankara, I am thinking or whatever, I am doing whatever I'm doing, the substance of it that allows it to say I am is the sat-chit-amsha of the atma.
So this is a red hot iron ball example.
It is a red hot iron ball example. That's another. All of these examples help you to understand, but yeah, it is a red hot iron ball example because of the samyoga. These two are combined together, not in reality, but because of aviveka, right? Lack of discrimination. Not in reality because the self hasn't become anything, and it hasn't done anything to converge with the, it hasn't mixed itself up with the mind, but because the both are happening in the same time, in the same place.
If you wanted to categorize the thought?
No.
No?
Ahankara, if you were to translate ahankara, the best way is to say I notion. The I notion. And the reason is that the ahankara is whatever the I thought can identify with anything. It could be I know, I see, I think, I feel, I am going to the store. What the ahankara does is it makes this hridaya grantihi, this knot of the heart. Knot of the heart means it's the thought that identifies, superimposes or identifies the conscious being with an experience.
But so, I mean, when we divide the mind into manas, bodhicitta, ahankara, and you say, I know, you would say that's ahankara.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but it's just that the ahankara is broader than just I know.
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. Yeah.
I have a little question. I am knowledge. That originates out of not the mind, but the Atma itself, right?
Well, let me explain that. Say if you say, I am knowledge, or say you say, I am Brahman.
Yeah.
Right, or I am Atma. I am the Atma. I am the limitless Atma. So you say that. Now, the mind is making that statement. The Atma doesn't talk. But the statement that the mind is making at that time is based upon your knowledge, your direct, immediate knowledge. That when you say, I am the Atma, the mind is saying that if I were to make it in a long, convoluted sentence, when the mind says, I am the Atma, the mind is saying, you know I am just the mind that is making this statement. And the mind itself is something which is objectified. But in truth, my being, the one who illumines the mind, is the Atma. Right? So there are words that are defining your knowledge, that are putting your knowledge. But the words take place in the mind.
But the sense of knownness and the sense of knowledge, that emanates out of Atma.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. So that is the Atma.
The sense of knowledge doesn't go away just because there's no mind there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. That sense of knowledge, of being, of consciousness.
That's a hard sell, isn't it? I always find that to be a hard sell.
What do you mean hard?
No, it's not.
I understand it intellectually, but to actually know that.
Well, that's a big thing.
Is not,
yeah, that's a big realization.
But if you say it's like your mind saying that, then and your mind is changing all the time, then it almost sounds as if you could sort of know that and then, you know, like forget it, but kind of. You know,
well, if the mind can get lost in itself until it doesn't.
Right.
But the fact is, once a person really knows the same Satchit Atma that you are is totally, changelessly present, no matter what the thought in the mind.
Yeah.
And so there's no self-forgetfulness at all because you're never away.
Yeah.
See, I can forget math or a foreign language because I can be away from that. But once you recognize yourself,
you can't be
away from yourself, no matter what the thought is. Until a person is really clear, though, their mind and their likes and dislikes, lack of vairagya in certain areas and whatnot, can take the mind off on a trip, and then you have to kind of bring it back. Because it's, you know, just like, by that I mean, similar to this. Say you're listening to the class now, but something I've said has triggered your mind, and so now it's off on its own, right? On a daydream. Associative thinking, it's just, there it goes.
It's gone.
It's gone. And it's going according to its own patterns, right? Without any buddhi there. You know? There's nobody there to say, oh, look what I'm doing.
Automatic.
Yeah. Instantly you say, oh, look what I'm doing, that stops. Right? So until your knowledge has really integrated throughout the mind, sometimes your mind, through this associative thinking, it just gets triggered. You're gone, basically. It's just off on its own until you remember and you kind of bring it back. You know? But there comes a time when, yes, though.
Who's in charge of these horses anyway?
Yeah. That's the buddhi. The buddhi, right.
What did he say?
Who's in charge of these horses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, a very young child has inherited the intelligence is already present, right?
You know what?
Intelligence is present in a child.
In a child? Yeah, yeah. In a grasshopper.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. In a stone. And I say that in a stone, to just understand, I'm not at all saying that a stone is thinking or self-reflective. I'm saying that the intelligence or the consciousness belongs to the consciousness. Whether your body is a grasshopper, a stone, the universe, or an individual, the consciousness belongs to the conscious. The conscious being, whether you want to call it intelligence or absolute knowledge, that is independent of the upadhi. Right? It's just that the upadhis are variable. Like a grasshopper upadhi has less ability, upadhi has less ability to manifest or reflect the intelligence from its own perspective, like the mind could be limited. A stone has no sukshma sharira, you know, except a part of being Ishwara.
But would you call a stone an upadhi? I mean, I always thought that it has to have a mind.
Well, the way I'm yes.
Gross
upadi. Well, the way I'm using it now, normally we wouldn't call it an upadi, but now the way I'm using it is to try to demonstrate something to you, which is that the conscious being is not dependent on the upadi. Yeah. Doesn't matter what shape it is in. Right. That one, why I said stone, but Durga's right in the sense that when we say the word upadi, we're using it as what I can mistake to be myself. But how I was just using it was for you to understand that whether it be a stone, which is something within Maya, or a grasshopper, or a human being, the consciousness experience...
Wow.
Anyway, the consciousness experience, if I can say experience, not as an object, but as a very swarupa of consciousness, is not added to in any way or taken away from by the upadi, whatever it may be, because consciousness is consciousness. What gives you the sense of I am, I exist, it's consciousness. It's not your mind. It's not your body. It's not the creation. It's consciousness. So your sense of self, with or without the creation, is there. Right? All right. If you look at the nominative endings, is, ou, us. Okay? Everybody with me on that? The nominative endings, is, ou, us. Let's look at the nominative singular. In this, compare the nominative and accusative declensions. Do you see the is at the top there? So that it'll remind you what it is. So let me just go through so that you can see some logic here. Adding this is ending to Rama. Is it Visarga? So Rama, Ramaha. Hari, Harihi. Guru, Guruhu. So far so good, right? There's no problem there. Now let's look at the three R endings. They've got a masculine, and feminine. I put those three together because they're dealt with in the same way. Netra, or bratra, or matra, right? What happens there is that the r takes guna before that is added, and then those last two, the a is elongated, and the conjunct consonants are dropped. So this is something that you're going to be getting used to over and over again. It's this, that when sometimes when there are conjunct consonants at the end of a declension, because of the addition of a vibhakti, both will be dropped. So here, netra becomes netar plus is netars, right? We don't have that. What happens is that the r and the is drop, and it becomes neta, or mata, you know, or brata. What I would suggest is that I'm explaining this to you, but as long as you know that neta, brata, and mata have something in common, you want to memorize the pattern, right? I said before that when we get into the consonant vibhaktis, these endings, is, ou, us, all of these endings are added on directly. But when we're in the vowels, they're not added on directly. There's often, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Sometimes there's a lot of different changes that it goes through. And so you want to focus on the pattern, right? So vowel endings, you want to focus on the pattern, not on all of the changes. But right now I'm going through just to so that you have an idea of the similarities, so you can see some of these similarities, okay? So let's notice that in the masculine agent nouns like netra and relation nouns like brata and mata, the nominative singular is exactly the same.
Sorry, but you said that the ra takes the guna, so it will become neta and not neta, right?
Yeah, but in the nominative, actually, in the nominative for the agent noun, it takes vriddhi, and for the relation nouns, it takes guna, but in the nominative singular, it doesn't make any difference because the ar and the is drop off and the a is elongated.
Oh, the ah is elongated.
Yes, and so what you
even
have to yeah, even though, right? So that's why I just want you to notice that those three are the same.
Okay.
Remember, I've said that in the masculine and they are different, right? And the neuters in the nominative and singular are going to be different also. So if you remember for the neuter it's palam pale palani. Remember that? I want you to notice something here. So palam, need to memorize it, need to get the pattern. But look at here, the neuter, e and u. I'm going to do all three just so you can see the rhythm of it. Palam pale palani, vadi vadini vadini, madu maduni maduni. Right? Go one more. Kartra kartrani kartriani. Do you see that there's something similar in the rhythm? Okay? But let's go back to palam. Okay? So you have to memorize that. That's not an is ending. The neuters are often different in the nominative and the singular. So you just have to know that the masculine is ramaha, the neuter is palam. Okay. Let's go through these. the neuter, e, u, and r. Do you see vadi, madhu, and kartra in the neuter? And just in the nominative. See in the nominative? They don't take any ending. Blank ending. All three, they're exactly the same. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Madhu, kartra. Vadi, madhu, and kartra. Do you see how they're exactly the same? For those three, go over to the dual. The ending happens to be long E. But look at here. So, vadi, ni. Madhu, ni. Kartra, ni. Do you remember that for the neuter ending nouns, right, in I, U, and R, the augment N is added to any vowel ending. The augment N. So look at how they're all exactly the same pattern-wise. Even if you don't know even if you don't break it down and say the augment N is added to vowels, you know, it's still the pattern is exactly the same. And that's what I want you to understand there. Do you see it? Vadi, vadini, vadini. Now look at madhu. Madhu, maduni, maduni. Do you see the relationship between vadini and maduni? And vadini and maduni? Does anybody have a problem with that? Do you see it? Everybody see it? Go to kartra. Look at Maduni.
Sorry, I do have a question. Okay. The augment is added, but it's just the E is nothing really to do with the owl generic ending.
No. That's why, I'm going to repeat this. These endings you can appreciate for vowels, but know that they're always being changed so many times that you don't really want to care so much about these endings. You want to care about patterns.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, if you look like for patterns, we're going to go up to the top again in a minute, but if you look now just for the neuter, E, U, and R, the patterns are identical. And that's what I want you to know, that if you know vadi, you know madhu and kartra, because they're exactly the same. The rules apply the same. The endings are the same. Whenever there's a vowel ending, it will take the augment na. So if you can do vadi, vadini, vadini, you can do madhu. Madhu, maduni, maduni. You can do kartra. Kartrani, kartrini.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no difference. Long, except that you have to know that if there's a long E, it will be a long U, it will be a long R. Everybody clear? Let's look at Shala. In the nominative, for the Shala, Dasi, and Vadu, in the nominative singular, there's no ending.
Mm-hmm.
Shala, Dasi, Vadu. Okay? Do you see that? They're all the same. Long ah, long e, long oo. But the ahs, the ah and ah ending nouns are often dealt with differently, not just in the nominative, not just in the masculine and neuter. In the feminine, there's some differences also. So let's take a look. For shala, the ending in the dual is e. Shala plus e. A plus e is a. Shale. So that's a change. So shala, shale, shalaha. Now here, shala plus us is shalaha. Does everybody see that? A plus a. Shala plus us is shalaha. No problem, right? Let's look at the e. Long e. Dasi. Now it keeps the regular ending, which is ao. But now look at dasi plus ao. Yao. Everybody remember this? An e plus ao is yao. So dasi plus ao, das yao. And now look at this next one. Dasi plus us. It's regular Sunday. Go up to shala. Shala plus us is shalaha. Dasi plus us is dasyaha. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at vadu. Vadu is going to be just like dasi. If dasi plus ao is dasyao, vadu plus ao is vadvau. Right? U plus ao is vau. Are you getting this, Penny?
Yeah.
The Sundi and everything?
Semi-vowel equivalence.
Absolutely right. Great. Okay, so vadu, vadvau, and now look at the plural. Vadu plus us, vadvaha. Do you see that dasyaha and vadvaha are exactly the same? So what this means here is that dasi and vadu are the same. If you know dasi, you know vadu. You see how I can say that? If you know dasi, you know vadu, and that's all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, let's look at the feminine e, mati. Now, the feminine e is in many respects just like the masculine e. It's a hybrid. Some parts of the feminine E will be like the masculine, some parts like the feminine. We haven't spent a lot of time on the short E feminine. But for now, let's just look at it. Mati plus is matihi. No problem. Now here, being feminine, it becomes mati. Okay? Needs to be memorized. And then the accusative, matiyaha, is like hariyaha. So, matihi, mati, matiyaha. How you get matiyaha?
Regular
us. But what happens to mati? If it was just mati plus us, it would be matiyaha.
Mm-hmm.
So, like hari, hari becomes hare plus us, hariyaha. Mati becomes mate plus us, matiyaha. Again, semi-vowel equivalent. Make sure you get this. If we are doing the masculine, hari for the nominative plural, hari by rule, memorize, goes to hare plus us. A plus us. A becomes A plus us becomes semi-vowel equivalent. And so this would be hariyaha. Hariyaha. The same thing if I did mati. Mati, by rule, becomes mate. Plus us
semi-null equivalent. Matiyaha, so it's just like Hari. Right? Now, it's going to be exactly the same if I had the masculine guru. Guru in the nominative plural. Because of rule, guru takes guna and goes to what? Suguna vu. Oh, the guna vu is a guru plus the ending us. O plus us, semi-vowel equivalent. What's the semi-vowel equivalent of O? Of. Guravaha. Guru becomes Gurav. Guravaha.
Sorry, just if we just do E plus O, that would also be here, right? If you just did Mati plus O.
Then it would be like this.
Matiya. Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, actually that does the whole time, Mati.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If Mati, if you have Mati, and right. Say you wanted, and it didn't become Mate.
Right.
It just took us.
Right.
Okay. What's E plus A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Conjunct consonant then.
But E plus A is year.
Yeah.
But why does the third become half instead of the whole? That's in Mati, the third is whole.
No. The E becomes year.
Oh, but in the Mati itself, it's like a third with a halam plus an E. And
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Here, this here.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. Right. It's not like a whole third and an E. It's a, yeah. Right.
And that becomes...
That's right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me show you this now. This is what I want you to be able to see. If I have masculine, hariyaha, okay? Matihi, feminine. Exactly the same. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that? Hari becomes Hare. Mati becomes Mate. Semi-vowel equivalent. What if I had, and what I want you to be able to see here is how this is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same. Guruhu becomes what? In the dual.
Guru.
Same as Mati. If Mati becomes Mati, Guru becomes Guru. Guru. If Mati becomes Mati aha, Guru becomes what?
Guru
vaha. If, sorry for the family, shorty, Dana means cow. Dana, who will this be?
Dana.
Dana
Baha.
Dana Baha. Okay. So, recognizing this in your mind, these should be interchangeable. So make things a lot easier. Semi-vowel equivalents. A lot of times you're going to see, I mean, this you should be quite familiar with at this by this point. It should be a lot easier. Oops. So this semi-vowel equivalent, right? You'll see sometimes an E replaced by a Y, or a U replaced by a V. You also need to get really familiar with seeing an A replaced by an I, an O replaced by an of. Right? Okay? And so now, once you become really kind of savvy with this, just used to it, if you see this declension, hari, 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 yaha, and you were to look at this and you would think, oh gosh, how did that happen? How did I end up with that? And you think, well, hari, the guna of hari, is A. The guna of E is A, and aya is a semi-vowel equivalent. So it must be, not that I think you can all do this right now, but I just want you to kind of become familiar. You see this, you see that aya, you know that's a semi-vowel equivalent. You know that the word is hari, right? So how could that, you know that the nominative plural ending is us. You know that, usually. Of course, there can be exceptions, but you know that that's a standard. And you have this word hari. How can we get hari plus us? If I just added the us onto hari, like just as that, it would be hariyaha. Hari plus us would be hariyaha. So something has to happen here. So there must be a rule that tells me that this takes guna. Then we have hare plus us, and then I would get the form, a plus us, you've got the semi-vowel equivalent. Hare yaha. Then it makes sense. So you can kind of, I just want you to get used to seeing things in this way, you know. In terms of your learning, if you just, if you work on in terms of the vowels, vowel vibhaktis, if you work on memorizing patterns, that's good. If you have the patterns down, then as I point down out this kind of stuff, it'll be really fun and useful. Okay? So everybody see what I'm talking about now? Okay, let me go through this a little bit more.
Carol, you could also say for hari, instead of saying, you know, e goes to a and then it's done, you could also see that hari is an e ending and e and y, you know, are kind
no.
of, you wouldn't do that because of what you said there was the hari, hari.
That's right.
Kind of.
So, what, no, because what I want, this is what I want you to become like fingertip. Let's just go over this for a minute. In the guna vritti, you have a gives its own guna, and a, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have e. So, you remember, you learned that. This is the simple vowel. And you have to know that this is the semi-vowel equivalent of e. Then, the guna is a. These have to be interchangeable. This is the semi-vowel equivalent of A. I is the vriddhi, and this is its counterpart, its semi-vowel equivalent. Because in Sanskrit, two vowels can't come together. So if you think of A, you have to think of this too, so that your mind can go back and forth. Because whenever A comes together with another vowel, this is going to be replaced. Whenever E comes together with another vowel, this will replace it. If E is the first member or A is the first member, I comes together with another vowel, this will replace it.
Right, right. So yes. I was just saying, if it's hari, you couldn't go by the first column. You'd have to go by the second column for hari yaha.
That's right.
The fact that it's E and Y together.
Yes, yeah. That's right, because this is a family.
Right.
Since hari ends in E, you know you're going to either have a ya or an aya or an aya.
Right.
If it comes together with a vowel, you have this. If for some reason the E takes guna. Okay? So let's just to make sure you have this. This is semi-vowel equivalent. Guna letter, semi-vowel equivalent. Vriddhi letter, semi-vowel equivalent. Okay?
You know, I would almost teach this the first thing.
I do.
When you're teaching the vowels. I mean, so that the mind gets the semi-vowels along with the vowels, so you are learning them as a unit, you know?
Yeah.
I know you did, but I didn't.
Well, what you say is true, but we have to keep going over it because the significance is missed.
Yeah.
You don't have the significance
is missed if there's no context.
There's no context.
Right.
That's why we circle around and around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't understand why it's important.
Right.
Yeah. But I agree with you. What? And then, The semi, the guna is already in the semi realm because there's no special letter. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is already. This is the guna, this is the vriddhi. Because there's no vowel letter, so you just use it in this form. Because ra is the semi vowel equivalent of r. Okay? So this needs to be so clear to you. Then you can, your mind can dissect if this is known. Did you have something, Durga? Anybody else?
Yeah, I was going to say for the other, you know, it always seemed to me that there should be a semi-vowel equivalent for other, which should be other, and R, which should be other, because the other semi-vowel equivalents are almost like adding, if you say A-ya, you get that ya. If you say O-wa, O-wa.
If I put fa, because the guna is made of a plus the letter, okay? And the vriddhi is a plus the letter, okay?
Oh, I thought it's I go the letter plus a.
That's for the semi-vowel.
Yeah, sorry, but, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind, I go, yeah, that explains
it.
Are
you yeah. Sure? Yeah. Okay? Okay, so this needs to be known and things become... Think it becomes easier to see the patterns, right? And remember for vowels endings, I want you to see the patterns. And then we can also go through and kind of understand where there were replacements and where there is just natural, adding on the natural ending. But you know the Sunday. So let's take a look now. Go back up to the masculine. Top. Let's make sure we know this. We're going to go all the way through. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. That's straightforward. Mm-hmm. It's out us. Remember that if I have Rama, this is Sandhi, plus Au. Au plus Au is what?
Au.
Au plus Au is, right? If I have a or a plus o or ow, it becomes ow. So rama plus ow is a ram ow. Okay? Look at the next one. Rama plus us. A plus a. Ramaha. So there should be no problem there. Now, the duals, there are some replacements. But I want you to look now at the E and U's and recognize all the way across. We just did this, but and I want you to look at it again. From the singular, dual, plural, all the way across. Harihi, Harihi. For the dual, the E lengthens, becomes long E. Hari. And then Hariyaha. The Hari is a replacement of the owl, right? E is replaces. But in Hari and Guru, the E becomes long in the dual. So you've got Harihi plus Is Harihi. Hari plus Is Harihi. Hari you have to memorize becomes long Hari. Hariyaha. Hari becomes Hare plus Us, regular ending. Hariyaha. We just did that. Now, if you understand Guna and Vriddhi, you'll see that Guruhu, Guru plus Is, Guruhu, Guru, Guravaha, exactly the same. So you should make a little note that in the masculine E and U, they're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you know guna and vriddhi, if you know that chart, and semi-vowel equivalents, then there's no difference. Okay, now let's look at these R's. For the R ending nouns, Netra is an agent, leader, Netra. R ending nouns can either be agent nouns or relational nouns like Bratra, brother. These are declined. The agent nouns and the relation. So this is the agent and brother relation. For example, leader or any type of
any type of doer. Okay.
Relation.
Relation.
Neutral nouns just really show relationship.
Yeah, like father, brother, sister, mother.
And what does agent mean again?
An ER, like doer, seer, walker, talker. The ERs, the agent nouns. The only difference, they're exactly the same, except for in the first five inflections. We'll see when we get into the consonant nouns that the first five inflections differ. And the first five inflections are these. Nominative, the nominative singular, dual, plural, and the accusative singular, dual. Each one's an inflection, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The only difference here is that here in the first five inflections, agent nouns take r takes vridi and becomes r. And in the relation nouns, r takes guna and becomes r. Utter. Okay? That's the only difference. So now, and also you have to memorize that in the nominative singular for the relation nouns and for the r ending nouns, the endings are dropped and the r is changed to, well, actually it was like this. If you had netre would become netar plus is. These are dropped, and the what is the remaining vowel, if short, becomes long. Here it's already long. So if I had ratre, it would become ratar plus is. The endings drop, and the remaining vowel, if short, becomes long. Ratar. So what you have to basically do is memorize the nominative singulars ending long a. Okay? Pita, karta, brata, mata. Okay? But the rest of them, look at your, I'm going to spend 2 more minutes here. The rest of them, look at the masculine neta. In the first 5 inflections, it takes riddhi, netar. Netra becomes netar plus au, netara. In the plural, the r becomes vidi, netar plus us, netaraha. See it? Look at bratra. For relation nouns, in the first 5 inflections, instead of vidi, it takes guna. Brata, bratar. The guna of ar is ar, bratar plus al, bratarau. Bratar, right, bratra becomes bratar plus us, brataraha. Look at matra, exactly the same, mata, matarau, mataraha. Now, this is what I want you to be able to say. Say you say matra, you know the word matra, you know the word bratra, brother. Mother, brother. You know the word kartra. We can do kartra in the masculine or in the neuter. And then you see a form like this. There's a little difference here. Matarau, bratarau, Kartara. See this? I want you to be able to recognize this. Because you know the word is matra. Matarao. What is utter? What is the utter and the r?
Guna.
Guna of r. The guna of r is utter. The vritti of r is r. Say you know the word matra. And you see this. What do you see there? Guna. You see guna here. Okay. You see this? Utter. Where is brought trip? You see a utter? Guna. Okay? Vritti.
on, you see ours, Vriddhi. You see our as an ending. If you have these endings by heart, that's fine, as long as you know in the vowels they're often replaced with other things. But still, if you have the endings by heart, when you see analogous vowels, you know what that is. You see a replacement, you know a vowel endings, you know. But that's why I didn't introduce this initially, because I wanted you to learn the patterns. When we did vowels, I didn't give you this right away, hoping that you would memorize the patterns. Because if you memorize the patterns, then we can see all of those exceptions.
It's missing a row on top of the. Oh, she just put it.
I just put it up there. Kartara.
That is Kartani.
What do you mean? Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. I you didn't hear me say this.
I'm sorry.
Kartra can be done in the masculine or in the. It can be done in the masculine or the neuter. So say, just for the sake of that, I shouldn't have done Kartra. Let's do Netra. Doer can be either masculine or neuter. So Netra. Netara. Yeah. You see that R? Vriddhi.
Yeah, now it's nice.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, I have to say for the body, it really helped that, you know, the endings were easy to these endings were easy to memorize. And for the body, after the nominative and accusative, it really helped to know the endings because I couldn't remember vari otherwise.
Yeah.
And from instrumental down, vari is just this.
That's right. That's right. If you know that there's an augment.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to stop. Okay, let me give you a little synopsis of what I'm trying to do here so that it'll make your learning easier. If you know the guna and vriddhi and the families, the E-A-I-U-O-O, you can see how some of these are absolutely identical. And there's a couple of things, like for instance, the masculine and neuter endings. Those are the same from the instrumental on down. You just have to remember palum pale palani, right? For the nominative and accusative, the rest is exactly like the masculine. So you only have to learn one thing there. Then say also hari and guru. If you know one, you know the other. As long as you know the guna vritti. If you know the ra endings, they're exactly the same, pattern-wise, except that the relational nouns take guna in the first five inflections, and the agent nouns take vritti. Otherwise, all the way through, these three are exactly the same. Now look at the e neuters, vari, madhu, and kartra. Right? Vari, madhu. Do you see that kartra?
Uh-huh.
Exactly the same. If you know one, you know them all. As long as, once you know the pattern, you know that E is going to replace by U or R. If it's a long E, it'll be a long U, it'll be a long R. Okay? Now, look at Shala. Shala stands a little bit alone. I'll spend more time on this next week because it's very similar to Dasi and Vadu. But Dasi and Vadu are exactly the same. Okay? So if you know Dasi, you know Vadu. They're exactly the same pattern. Shala is similar, but it's not exactly the same. So we have to look at those again more carefully. But Dasi and Vadu, exactly the same. Mati and Denu, exactly the same. Right? But mati, the short e and u, they are complex in the sense that they're a combination of the way hari is declined, as the way a short e isn't, masculine e is declined, and a long e is declined. So you have to memorize that there's some differences, and then in the data through the locative, there's two forms, you know. But if you recognize if, but I would say this. If you know hari,
and you know dasi, you can recognize any of the forms of mati. If you know, and if you know hari, you know guru, and you know vadu. So therefore, you can recognize in reading any of the forms of the short yi.
So can I ask you, in this list, the ones that we should know independently. So like, if you say, if you know hari, you know guru. So let's say hari is the one. So the ones that we need to know independently are Rama, Hari, Neta, and then Pala, Vari. Can you just go down?
Oh yeah, okay. Rama,
right?
Mm-hmm. Hari, Neta, and then for the, with the Neta, you have to know the R endings, the first five inflections difference, but if you know one, you know all three of them, okay, including the feminine, okay, Mata also. So there's one difference in Matra, I'll point that out, but in the accusative. So Matra is a slight difference, okay. Then neuter, Pulam, Pale, Pulani, okay. Then the neuter, I, U, R. So if you know Vadi, you know Madhun Kartra, okay. Shala, you need to know by itself.
Okay.
Then, if you know Dasi, you know Vadu.
Right.
If you know the masculine and feminine, E and U's, you can recognize Mati.
Okay.
And you can recognize Denu. Mati and Denu are the same. If you know Mati, you know Denu.
Okay.
See that?
Yeah.
So this is a start. I'm trying to give you time to kind of become familiar with these. I will probably spend one more class on these. And once you become really familiar, where it just becomes second nature, the best thing to do is to teach it to somebody else. Make your husband learn Sanskrit. Teach him. your partner, make him learn Sanskrit. Teaching it really, really helps to assimilate it. You have to give yourself time. But the more we circle around, the more second nature it will become. What I really want you to do so that we can do more and more reading is to become familiar with recognition. Like if I say this is an ah-ending noun in the dative singular, you're an, oh yeah, ah-ending nouns. You know, it's a feminine ah. Then you can recognize, you know, first of all, that there is an ah, feminine ah-ending noun. You know there's r-ending nouns. You know there's nouns that end in vut or mut or un. And so you become very, very familiar with this, and then slowly but surely it becomes second nature. It doesn't become second nature right away, but it through repeated exposure, it does. And then also, the more we kind of look into it and understand, like the Sunday rules and kind of the similarities, it all becomes something that, in terms of reading, you recognize. So I don't want you to get overwhelmed or think that all of these happen right at once, you know, and we'll keep circling around. And we'll spend another, you know, couple of weeks on this and go into the consonants. And then I want to move on, but we're never going to move on. In the sense that this will always be being pointed out. Yeah. It's just core. It'll always be pointed out. So don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Just keep appreciating the patterns. Okay. Let's do our prayer. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishate, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.